You're listening to an audio story from the VIN News Service, an independent, advertising-free source for veterinary news. I'm Dr. Wendy Smith-Wilson, and I'm reading Technical Glitch Causes Veterinary Licensing Exam Mix-Up. The article, reported by Jennifer Fiala, was published on January 24, 2024. Dozens of aspiring practitioners who recently took the North American Veterinary Licensing Examination, a key hurdle for practicing as a veterinarian in the United States and Canada, may have been surprised last week when they received an email regarding their test results. That's because it did not contain their own performance metrics, but instead those of a different examinee. Around 80 of the 6,491 examinees enrolled to take the NAVLE during the November-December session received the misdirected messages, according to the organization that oversees the exam, the International Council for Veterinary Assessment. In a statement on January 18th, the ICVA acknowledged the mix-up, disclosing that they detected the error after sending the emails to examinees. They said that a technical glitch occurred in the generation of NAVLE score reports and promised corrected score reports by 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Later that day, the ICVA issued a second statement explaining that the erroneously shared information did not include the pass-fail outcomes and scores of test takers. The only information that was accidentally shared with less than 1.3% of the candidates was another candidate's name, NAVLE ID, and a generalized comparison of how the other candidate performed on the NAVLE by species and competency relative to the entire pool of candidates. However, the generalized comparison data is insufficient to derive the other candidate's score and/or pass-fail outcome. The National Board of Medical Examiners provided updated score reports by the end of the day on January 18th. ICVA uses the term score report to describe a document containing performance data relative to a comparison group of examinees from the same test administration. The NBME is a nonprofit that develops the United States Medical Licensing Examination, a national assessment required to obtain a physician license. The ICVA enlists the NBME to help develop, deliver, and score the NAVLE, services that cost the ICVA more than $5 million in 2021, according to the group's most recent tax filing. According to its website, the NBME generates all NAVLE score reports and posts them on an NBME portal for candidates to access. On Monday, NBME Communications Manager Jill Hagerty explained in an email to the VIN News Service that all scores and pass-fail outcomes were correct as originally reported, but there was a problem with the assembly of a small number of NAVLE candidate score reports. She said the ICVA became aware of the issue through calls and emails from test takers concerned about seeing information on their score report that did not belong to them. In a letter to examinees dated January 19th, the NBME said it's making changes to prevent future mix-ups. Despite this reassurance, some recipients have expressed on social media ongoing privacy concerns. Dr. Heather Case, ICVA's chief executive, confirmed on Tuesday that the issue had been resolved. In an email to VIN News, she stated, "All students have their updated score reports, and NBME has enhanced its login security and sent examinees new passwords." You've been listening to an audio story by the VIN News Service, a division of the Veterinary Information Network, the world's leading online veterinary community. Music was composed by Benjamin Olson. This recording is copyright VIN 2024.